Kamala Harris is the reason your company shouldn't have diversity.
Oh yeah, that's what we're talking about today. Trying to get canceled for being a racist and a sexist. This is How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, for supporting the network, the FLFnetwork.com. Put an HGBT in a memo field. You'll get a sweet mug. You'll get tons of other great benefits. Thank you for everyone who's been sharing the show, commenting, liking it. You guys are the reason this thing is growing. This thing is taking off. And, you know, Gabe got arrested. That helped too. But you guys have kept the momentum going. For those of you new to the show, welcome. Thank you. For all of those who have been longtime loyal listeners, I really just appreciate you guys. You guys are the best. It's such a great relationship to have where I can talk with you guys and share what I'm thinking about. And then you guys can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com, or you find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can tag the show while you're commenting and asking questions to help share. That's all good stuff. I really appreciate it. But definitely become a member, flfnetwork.com. Put an HTBT in the memo field. I don't know why I went high there. I should just stayed low in the memo field. Anyways, man, I was just watching Kamala Harris the other day. And actually, today, I was watching her 60 Minutes interview. And she just laughing. The questions that she's really nervous about and doesn't really have an answer for. It's always a kind of thing. And it's awful. It's just absolutely awful. There is a reason. There is a reason she came in last place in the Democrat primary. There is a reason for that. But why did Joe Biden pick her as the VP? Why would you pick the last place person in the race to be your VP? The most left wing, the most radical person. Now, no doubt the left wing and radical person is a bonus in the Democrat Party, but why would you pick her? If you remember way back, which feels like an eternity ago, when Joe Biden did win or was the presumptive nominee, you know, like when they get enough of the votes and everyone else is kind of so far back before it's official at the convention. Okay. Which reminds me, that online convention is the reason why you need consulting and help for people for when you do your online events. Because if you just do it like the Democrats did, oh my gosh, it was cringy. It was super cringe. It was cringe city, if you will. It was absolutely atrocious. But before or after that, before the actual atrocious nomination of Joe Biden, he started leaking or maybe accidentally saying, maybe he did it on purpose. Who knows nowadays? But he said, it's going to be a woman. It's going to be a woman. And then further questioned, he said, and it's going to be a woman of color. It's going to be a woman and it's going to be a woman of color. And okay, I don't know if it exactly happened like that, but that was the gist of it. It's a loose quote. It was basically he narrowed himself into a corner where he had to pick a woman and a woman of color, because that's what he said. He said he was going to pick someone diverse, someone who is a minority and a woman. Well, if you look at the playing field in the Democrat Party, not the Republican Party so much, but specifically the Democrat Party, there are not a lot of minority women to pick from. I mean, you got the AOC plus three, which she hates being called that. Forever will she be called AOC plus three. And the crew, of course, is that plus three part. There's Kamala, of course. I don't know who else there is. But because he did this, he was forced to pick the worst candidate in the whole race. He picked the person that had to drop out first. And remember, she is the worst. She has the worst voting record. She isn't consistent with leftist ideals for the far left. She held people past their prison time for labor, literally instituting slavery to get cheap labor, keeping people past their sentencing. This is what she does. And when you ask her any hard question whatsoever, it's that really terrible laugh. It's the worst. And you hear her talk about, and like even at 60 Minutes, the hack interviewer of 60 Minutes pushes her on things and she just does that annoying laugh which I don't want to do again because I might lose my voice for the rest of the show. And she gives an answer that's totally and completely wrong. She doesn't have, like, she's definitely not at the level of other potential VP picks for Joe Biden. But he cornered himself. He started leaking or babbling or speaking gibberish that it had to be a woman and it had to be a minority. And why are we talking about this? Because I like doing that laugh? No, not particularly. In fact, I just came up with it as I was recording the show. But this is exactly what your business, the company that you work for, are doing when you institute diversity programs. This is, you do, you're doing a Joe Biden. And I don't know too many people that act and have the cognitive abilities of Joe Biden that are going to be leading long-term successful companies. I don't know. Do you? And for some reason, because of, I'm sure, a group full of reasons. One, they're leftists themselves running these companies. Two, they're scared of the left. And three, I don't know what the third would be. Maybe they get subsidies or something like that. Or they get awards and they get recognition for being diverse. But when you as a company say, I'm going to start hiring diverse skin colors, because that's what it is, right? We're not talking about diversity of thought. They're not looking to make sure there's not enough Christians in the workplace. And, oh, my goodness. The percentage of Christians that are reflected in this business is not reflective of the community that I live. We better go hire some more Christians. Nope, not doing that. They're not even saying, oh my goodness, we don't have enough people from Mexico. So we should bring those cultures into our company and get more people that are from other countries or other cultures. No, they're not doing that either. They're specifically looking at something that has no significant value in diversity, and that is skin color. Skin color is not a diversity. It is not an element for diversity. It's skin color. If I get a tan and become a little darker, I do not provide any more amounts of diversity than if I'm whiter and opaque and locked in the closet from COVID quarantines for 8 months. My value as a person doesn't change if I'm in the sun all day or locked up, but depending on my skin color, it doesn't change. And these companies are making hiring decisions based on things that provide no value. And what happens when you make decisions on things that don't provide value? Well, you lose the benefit. You lose benefits or you lose value. I had that backwards. Oh my goodness, I forgot my own formula. It is when you're hiring things that have no benefit, you lose value. That's what it is. You're hiring based on things that have no benefit to yourself. Or small amounts of benefits, because you may get the accolades, you may not get, you know, try to be canceled by the left, but no value in the position in and of itself, because you're not hiring on benefit. And what's worse is you're limiting the pool and the potential clients that you could potentially pick from. Joe Biden had a number of people that were better than Kamala Harris. Amy Klobuchar would have been a far better VP pick than Kamala Harris. You just look at those hearings over Amy Coney Barrett, ACB. That's pretty bad. I don't remember her name. you just look at that. And I was just thinking, man, Amy Klobuchar is spouting nonsense, but she sounds good. She sounds good spouting her nonsense. Kamala Harris is just cringy. Cringe city. It's the cringiest. And this is what your companies are doing. This is what your companies are doing when they do not hire based on merit and qualifications and cultural fit. Not cultural fit as in the culture of skin color, but the culture of your company. Is that you're forced to settle. You're forced to maybe even have to pay more than you would have to find someone decent. Maybe you do find someone good, but because they're so few and far between, because you've narrowed it down so far on arbitrary criteria that doesn't matter, you're going to have to pay more than you would otherwise. The simple supply and demand thing. So your business is that in your companies that you see pulling the Joe Bidens, it might be time to look for other companies. And for those of you looking to hire, well, you are going to benefit because you are smart enough not to pull a Joe Biden. You are not going to limit your searches based on characteristics that provide no additional benefit to yourself whatsoever. So don't pull Joe Biden. Let Kamala Harris be an example and a reminder to you. Whenever you hear the diversity programs, the inclusion, the women in leadership, the coloreds in leadership, the minorities in leadership, whatever they name them, it changes day to day. Whenever you hear those things, it would be wise of you not to participate. It'd be wise for you to not hire based on that. Because you're limiting yourself. You're shooting yourself in the foot. You're tying your hand behind your back. And in a competitive environment, in the competitive world we live in, you're not going to get ahead that way. You're not going to have long-term success. Kamala Harris, let it be your warning. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.